time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Morning, sir.
Good morning, Ellen. How are you?
Very well. ASADA not appealing the decision in the Essendon supplements saga. Now it's over to WADA, the World Anti-Doping Authority. What's all that about?
Well, look, it was what's been called a hospital pass from ASADA to WADA. The likelihood of WADA going to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, as the head of ASADA, Ben McDevitt, urged yesterday, is about zero. And that's for any number of reasons, and not the least of which is the decision by the Court of Arbitration of Sport's Appeals Tribunal in the case of the former cyclist Mark French about a decade ago. And that established the burden of proof that WADA would have to carry. Now, the appeal panel back then was made up of Professor Richard H. McLaren, the Honourable Alan W. McDonald, QC, and Henry Jolson, QC, and they found that because of the serious nature of the allegations against French, similar to those against the Essendon players, they have to be proven to a higher level of satisfaction than the balance of probability. So we're getting close to beyond reasonable doubt. And of course, poor old ASADA couldn't convince the AFL's anti-doping tribunal made up of two judges and a QC of any guilt on the part of the players to the much lesser standard of comfortable satisfaction. So a bit of smoke and mirrors in Canberra by ASADA yesterday, but I guess people in Canberra are used to smoke and mirrors.
Now the rugby league, you reckon the Sharks were always going to prevail over the Bunnies in wet conditions last night. Bunnies don't do well in the rain, do they? I mean, generally, as an animal. It floods. Did you know that? It floods the burrows.
Absolutely, and it flooded Shark Park too.
Look, with that metaphor. I'll turn my microphone off and you just go with it.
Well, I was going to say that even though Paul Gallen didn't play, there were lots of gallons all over the field, of water.
I'm superfluous. Go on.
And superfluous, that means above the flow, doesn't it? So there was a flow in one direction. 80-kilometre winds taking the rain almost horizontally across Shark Park. We should give the score, 18-10. The Sharks led at halftime with the wind at their back and then tackled like sharks for the rest of the... rest of the night, and so prevailed 18-10. It was interesting. There were umbrellas disappearing out over Botany Bay, and some spectators turned up wearing wetsuits, masks and snorkels. So they've got senses of humour down in the Shire.
In athletics, almost universal approval at the appointment of the new head coach.
Yeah, Craig Hilliard's his name. He's been involved in the sport since 1982 as a coach. Rob DiCostello welcomed it, as did another marathon runner, Lee Troop, and Mike Hurst, a long-time athletics coach and a good mate of mine, said Hilliard is the pro coach's pro coach. So, and I guess the only person he needs to convince now is Sally Pearson after that blow-up with Eric Hollingsworth, and I think that's going to be emblematic of the new coming together of Australian athletics.
Thanks, Wock. More sport with Warwick at 7:30.